This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is one adult and one doll. This is crazy but fun. We're going to talk IoT vulnerabilities. It's Ken Monroe, one of the founding partners of Pen Test Partners. Ken, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
And what's the website?
Oh, sorry, it's pentestpartners.com.
Pentestpartners.com. You started over the pond in the UK.
Yep.
You have offices in the US. And there's something going on in California about regulations and IoT.
Well, that's why I brought my my special friend along with me today.
Who is this special friend?
So this is my friend Kayla.
Kayla.
Now, she's an interactive talking kids dolly. The idea is that your child can talk to her. It can listen, hear the question, and then respond from a mobile app, from a smartphone. She's really interesting, but not very secure. I'm going to show you, actually, some wacky things you can do. So the way she works, she has a Bluetooth connection. She has a speaker and a microphone.
Wi-Fi, too?
No Wi-Fi, but...
Okay, Bluetooth, speaker,
microphone. Which means she's effectively a Bluetooth headset. So you can connect her to your cell phone and actually take phone calls on the dolly if you wish. You get some very odd looks, though, particularly when you're driving.
Maxwell Smart, phone calls on the dolly. He used to use his shoe. Now we're going to use a doll.
You can. She will talk. You can take a phone call on this little device if you want.
I'm not going to do it, but I believe you.
Yeah. So that's all very well. But the problem is the way that they connect to the cell phone, the mobile app, is done over Bluetooth. And when you connect to your cell to your car, you have to put a PIN in, right? So a six-digit number.
It's very easy.
Yeah, exactly. But it creates a secure connection. Whereas with her, there's no PIN.
No PIN.
No PIN at all.
So this is open Bluetooth. It's also unencrypted.
Yep. So you can easily connect to the dolly from outside on the street and send any audio you want to the doll.
So the doll will say what you've said.
Yep.
That's going to scare kids if a bad guy does this.
But remember, it's not just a speaker. It's a microphone too. So she actually works as a bug. So someone on the street outside, so maybe 30, 40 yards, can listen to you and your child through your dolly.
So if I bought this doll outside of the Pentagon, and I work at the Pentagon, and I bring it in the office just because I'm not going home till 4:59 p.m. today, typical hours, kidding. I'm going end of day, 8 p.m. for the hard workers at the Pentagon. That doll is eavesdropping.
That's right. Someone could be outside.
How far away do they have to be?
Well, it's Bluetooth, so effective range is kind of 30 to maybe 40 yards tops.
This happened years ago in the Pentagon with the little Furby doll, the little robot, same story.
No way.
Yeah, well, but what he did is he just recorded whatever he heard, and then it could be played back later. So it was like just recording, and then, you know, somebody gives you a Furby or ships it to the wrong address or whatever. It sits in your room, he's recording, and then they ship it back, and they overheard your conversation. But this is even better. This is almost IoT future.
Well, so history is maybe repeating itself. I want to show you something else that's really mad.
Okay.
So when I saw her in the store, on the box, it said that she was internet safe and child friendly. And I'm thinking, okay. So it also suggested that she had protective mechanisms so she couldn't swear. And of course, the hacker in me is thinking, I wonder, could I make this little innocent dolly swear like a docker? So what we did is we reverse engineered the mobile app. We found a database of swear words in there. So in order to not swear, she needs to know what a swear word is.
Very
so we found about 1,500 really unpleasant words in there.
Interesting.
And deleted them. So now she doesn't know what a swear word is, and we got her to swear like a docker all over again. And I've got her recorded for you. Let's have a little go. Kayla, so should we swear?
Unbelievable.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
So this innocent little smart kid's dolly can spy on you and your children and also swear at them.
And this is available at all major retailers?
Well, actually, things are getting better. So she was banned in Europe a little while ago. And I'm really pleased to see that actually the state of California has regulated recently. So Senate Bill 327 comes into effect on January 1st next year. And that makes reasonable security features mandatory for consumer IoT. And I'm really pleased to see that the senator who introduced the bill actually quoted the work on my friend Kayla as one of the inspirations behind it.
And is your work on this with Kayla on pentestpartners.com's website?
Yeah, you can go and find it all there, and a lot of other research on other crazy vulnerable IoT devices too.
I've heard you've done some amazing IoT vulnerability research, and there's some website out there in the world that shows people where there's wireless routers or routers vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Do you track where IoT devices are going? Do you have some website like Shodan or something?
Well, there's a great website called Wiggle.net, and that's a war driving database. And it means if the IoT device uses wireless, you can often spot exactly where they are in the world when they're first set up. So you've got the GPS coordinates of where the smart devices are in people's homes.
But that's because of the MAC address and it's on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So there's really no privacy on open Wi-Fi or open Bluetooth. And then these IoT devices are everywhere. What about my refrigerator? What about my Nest?
So refrigerators are interesting. So 3 years ago at DEF CON in Las Vegas, we showed how you could steal the email credentials, so the username and password, from a smart refrigerator over Wi-Fi. So you could drive down the street and pinch your email details.
Does that mean you could you also do other things like turn off the refrigerator?
But at the time, all we could do was actually get the email details. But if we'd had more time to spend in it, I'm pretty confident by reverse engineering the firmware, we could have found ways to remote control it.
Now, what's interesting is people who are in the 500 million Yahoo breach, the Yahoo emails, the passwords they use to Yahoo happen to be the same passwords they use at Gmail, right? So if you get someone's password and you find out what their email is, you probably can gain administrative access to their IoT device.
It's a real problem, actually. One of the easiest ways to compromise someone's IoT device is reuse passwords. It's just so common. And I would recommend that. Go to Troy Hunt's website, haveibeenpwned.com.
What's the website again?
Have I been pwned?
Have I been P-O-N-E-D. P-W-N-E-D, pwned.
Yep.
As in, have I been hacked?
Yeah, .com.
Haveibeenpwned.com.
That's the one. Put your email address there, and it'll tell you if your email account was associated with any big data breaches.
Wow. Now, is this one of your team members?
Nope, he's just a really cool security researcher based in Australia.
You guys are cool researchers. What does Pentest Partners do in a commercial way?
Oh, okay, so we are pen testers and red teamers. Unsurprisingly, we do a lot of work in financial services, but we also work where you find embedded devices. So we work with auto manufacturers, checking out their ECUs. We work with shipping and cruise lines, helping them make sure that the ship's nice and safe. And also, we've spent time recently working in aviation as well.
How big is the team? You've got people in Manhattan, you've got people in the UK.
Yeah, so we've got just over 100 in total, teams based between London and Manhattan. And we're spending a lot of time working over here now.
What I've learned about your company based on my couple years getting to know you is that you guys are more creative and more different. So if someone wanted a real pen test, it would be going to you guys. If they really want to be broken into, you're going to find a way to do it.
Well, we like to think outside the box.
You might even ship them a doll.
Yeah. Haven't done that yet, but that's a great idea.
Excellent. So is there anything you want to tell our viewers that we haven't covered?
Well, I just say, if you've got smart devices, if you've got IoT in your home, your house, just think about what might happen if it went wrong. Does it have a camera? Does it have a microphone? And how much do you need that device? Is it really important to you? Is it critical? Or is it just a nice to have? So if you're not certain about security, I would err on the side of caution. Don't need it. Don't buy it.
That's excellent advice. Great hot seat. Folks, if you need a pen test, this is the group to do it with. They have just over 100 people doing it. Pentestpartners.com. Check them out. If you don't run a pen test with a great team, somebody's probably doing it right now. Some hacker's going to get in. So why not get one step ahead of the bad guys?
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.